On Kennesaw State University Week, zoos can be a bad environment for some animals. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Allison M. Martin, assistant professor of psychology, looks into developing better practices for captive animals.
We benefit so much from our relationships with animals. They inspire, sustain, and comfort us. However, when we house animals in zoos, laboratories, farms, or even in our own homes, we change their environment in ways that can directly impact their welfare. My research focuses on developing and assessing best practices for housing and training captive animals to promote their welfare. For example, increasing the size of an animal's enclosure can have some benefit, but more benefits are typically seen when complexity is also added to their environment. This complexity could include social partners, climbing structures, or puzzle devices that make animals work for their food. Providing this environmental enrichment can increase desired behaviors such as foraging or playing, and can decrease the occurrence of abnormal behaviors that we sometimes see in captive animals. In addition, we can use training procedures to decrease stress and fear responses to cleaning procedures or veterinary checks. If behavior problems do develop, using a scientific assessment technique called a functional analysis can help to determine why the animal is engaging in that behavior. For example, I worked with a chimpanzee who threw feces at people. I was able to determine that the chimpanzee's behavior was influenced by people providing social attention for this behavior. By giving the chimpanzee another, more appropriate way to get social attention, we were able to decrease his throwing behavior. Animal caregivers such as zookeepers, laboratory workers, farmers, and pet owners want to do what's best for their animals. It's my hope that my research will help identify which management strategies are most impactful so that we can best provide for the psychological well-being of animals in our care.
That was Allison M. Martin of Kennesaw State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.